Now, back to Lansing's only live afternoon talk show, Ebling and You, on More Compelling Talk Radio, 1320 WILS.
Welcome back, Jack and Scott, Ebling and You, 1320 WILS. Scott, in our continuing effort to provide balance, we have again offered Tim Wahlberg a slot on the show and been assured that he will take that, but a little bit closer to Election Day. So that means we want to go back out to our phones and bring in 7th District Congressman Mark Schauer. Hello, Mark. How are you?
Hi, Jack. Tim Wahlberg does not want to talk about his position to privatize Social Security. That's why he won't come on your show. And I think that's very unfortunate. I think the public, whether they agree with you or not, at least needs to know where you stand. And this is Social Security is, I believe, is a social contract with the elderly and with the disabled and with dependent children and spouses. It was, you know, we just celebrated the 75th anniversary Saturday. I made my promise, my commitment, crystal clear. I will not touch a penny of people's Social Security benefits, and I will not.
How secure is Social Security, and how much jeopardy is it in for those who are going to be touching it in a few years?
I think part of what Tim Wahlberg and, you know, George W. Bush did this, you know, they wanted, you know, people to think the sky is falling. You know, Social Security, which is a system, look at it this way, it's a system of paying it forward. Okay, I've paid since I first started working when I was, you know, 15 or 16 years old, FICA taxes. We're paying it forward for today's recipients. And if the Congress does nothing, 100% of Social Security benefits will be paid through the year 2037. So 27 years from now. If Congress does nothing after that point, then about 78% of benefits will be paid going forward. So Social Security is not bankrupt. It's not broke. Certainly it will need to be improved and adjusted in some ways. Doesn't need to be privatized, and that's what Tim Wahlberg thinks.
Yeah, let's talk about that for a second here, because I don't want to put words in Tim Wahlberg's mouth. I think he's
he does it well enough himself. You ought to play his own audio at some point.
Well, he said to the Independence Caucus, I would definitely support the privatization of the so-called Social Security system. That was his quote.
Right. Earlier in that interview, which is available on YouTube, I urge anyone to check it out. The questioner, now this was, you know, of course, in his primary election against Brian Rooney, he said, "I don't support the privatization of Social Security." But he was asked if he thought, you know, if he agreed that Social Security was a Ponzi scheme. He said, "Yes, he did," and he was asked this question point blank, and you know, here's what's very, very telling about this, and this is what people think is bad about politics, is he said, you know, I understand that privatization is a buzzword. Actually, what he said is, I'm a seasoned campaigner, and I understand that privatization is a buzzword, and, you know, to use it would be like putting a noose around your neck, like, you know, committing political suicide. That's what he said. And then he said, you know, but, you know, his exact words were, I would definitely support the privatization of the so-called Social Security system.
I don't understand this, Mark, because he's told some other people repeatedly that he doesn't support privatization. Is he changing the message depending on the audience?
I think he is trying to have it both ways. And the folks he's trying to get to fund his campaign, like Americans for Prosperity, that by the end of next week, we'll have spent about $500,000 trying to mask over, you know, his horrible positions. He's trying to tell his funders, "Yeah, I'm with you. You know, I want Wall Street to manage people's Social Security dollars." I mean, that's part of what he proposes. I mean, he said that. He said that I see a date certain when people can quit paying into Social Security. I mean, that would be disastrous for Social Security recipients. And, you know, he says, well, people should be able to put money into these, you know, private accounts and, you know, have them managed by Wall Street. Well, you know, not only would that mean real reductions to Social Security recipients and a breaking of this promise of Social Security. But those people's savings would be gambled on Wall Street, which, you know, could be disastrous. But the bottom line is, yeah, he issued a press release last week. Tim Walberg did last week, saying, "I've always opposed privatization of the Social Security system." Well, it was, you know, sometime prior to that, with this interview with the Independent Caucus, he's, you know, made it very clear he would definitely support the privatization of Social Security. And right. Jack, to make it worse, he calls it the so-called Social Security system. He called it a Ponzi scheme. First of all, you can't trust Tim Walberg. You can't trust his word. You can't trust him to protect such an important system as Social Security. I couldn't disagree with him more. And this not only goes to his credibility, but something that I think is right. is critical to the to seniors living in dignity and
Mark,
not.
We're going to give him
a
chance to address this issue.
I'd like to hear
when he comes on. We're going
to
do that.
Like
we'll talk about it. We know that John Boehner, House Minority Leader, is going to be coming in and is going to be speaking on behalf of a fundraiser.
Right.
Do you have someone from the Democratic Caucus who's going to be coming in on your behalf?
Not anything that's planned as of this point. I think, John Boehner recently said that he supported raising the retirement age to age 70.
Right.
It's going up gradually to age 67.
Yeah.
That's a cut in benefits no matter how you look at it.
Right.
I've called on Tim Walberg to, tell the public if he agrees with that benefit cut of raising the retirement age to 70, or tell John Boehner, thanks but no thanks, don't come to my district.
Thanks so much. We appreciate it. We will talk with you again very soon. I understand. We'll talk to you again soon. I'll be right back with more Ebling and You.